Hi everyone, I wanted to talk a little bit about Apple's fall event for the iPad that they held in Brooklyn today. More specifically, I'd really like to talk about the iPad Pro. It was really the only part of the presentation that I was interested in. Up front, it's a gorgeous device, right? The edge-to-edge display is really striking, as is its thinness. It looks like something from the future, like something Captain Picard would hold behind his desk, right? It's just, it's basically a display, a beautiful display you hold in your hand. I also really like the pencil's design improvements. Adding that flat edge is a no-brainer to keep the thing from rolling. I love that you no longer have to fiddle with that cap on the end or plugging it into the iPad or plugging it into the wall. You can just magnetically clip it to the iPad and it will start to charge. It's probably the way that the pencil should have worked from the beginning. There were some obvious design flaws there, but I'm glad that they've made the change. A little bit disappointed, aside from the hardware, with what was announced though for the iPad. There's no real software enhancement here. This is, if you like the way the iPad worked before, then you're good to go. If you were disappointed or hoping for something more, well, I'm sorry, you didn't get it. There's no touchpad support, there's no mouse support, there's no external touchscreen support, right? That crazy sketch that I threw up on Sunday doesn't apply. Maybe we'll see some of those things come in iOS 13, but a good rule of thumb that I've learned from others and my own bad purchases is buy the device for the device it is now, not for the device you'll hope it becomes with software releases down the line. Now we come to the difficult thing. Am I going to buy one? These things are so expensive, so crazily expensive. Now, I mean, there was a corresponding price change when we jumped from the iPhone 7 to the iPhone 10, right? And in fact, this price increase is much less, even though we get the same sort of push the display to the edges of the device body that we got back then. But still, $799 starting price for this device, that's pretty rough. And the pencil went up by, what, $30? And the smart keyboard, I think, went up by $30 or $40. Even to just start with the iPad, to just get the iPad Pro plus the pencil plus the smart keyboard, the new smart keyboard, with tax, I'm coming up just shy of $1,200. That's for the baseline entry level model. $1,200 for an iPad. Worse, if you go with that entry level model, you're going to get less RAM than you would if you bought the 1 terabyte version. This was uncovered by Steve Troughton Smith and announced on Twitter. I guess it's based on hooks in Xcode. But if you buy anything less than 1 terabyte, you're looking at 4 gigs of RAM instead of 6. Now, will you really bump up against that ceiling? Probably not, unless you're a really hardcore user, at least not this year. But we don't know, again, what Apple's going to change with the iPad down the road. Maybe they will support external displays, and suddenly that RAM becomes really valuable because you're pushing more pixels around. So either you shell out another, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get the higher capacity version with the extra RAM, or you settle for less RAM and lower capacity. I always hate things like that. I hate the thought that my device is not the top of the line, even from the moment that I buy it. That's really tough for me. And the price is one thing, but then there's the other, like, real question, right? Will I actually use this device? Because the thing is, I have owned 3 other iPads, and in the case of each of them, I was always eager to get it. I would get it, and then I would eventually stop using it altogether. I just couldn't quite find a use case for a third device between my phone and my Mac. So, am I going to do the same thing again? Am I going to trick myself into a bad purchase by promising that I'll be productive, that it will somehow make me more eager to write or to draw or to record podcasts? That's a tough thing. I really struggle with this. Is there anything that I could do on the iPad that I couldn't do pretty much just as well with a combo of my iPhone and my Mac? The answer is probably no, unless I'm suddenly going to start drawing. But if I'm not drawing on paper now, why would I suddenly start drawing on the iPad after this purchase? I think I'm talking myself out of it. I mean, I often say this and then end up buying things anyways, but $1,200 is a horse of a different color, right? Even compared to the watch, you're talking a $400 or $500 investment. With the iPad, you're talking about, you know, a modest vacation. You're talking about ski passes for the family at the local resort. You're talking about a set of downhill skis, or maybe a decent mountain bike. That's a lot of money, and I'm struggling to justify that high of a purchase. What about you? Are you going to buy an iPad Pro, or are you feeling underwhelmed and or overwhelmed by the price point? I'd love to hear from you. Hit me up on Anchor, anchor.fm, to leave me a voicemail via their app, or send me a note on Twitter, at Matt Hauger, H-A-U-G-E-R, or you can visit the podcast on the web at carefultech.net. In any case, thanks very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time, hopefully without having plunked down north of a G on an iPad Pro. Peace.